This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The song Change explains why people around the nation are leaving coins at the graves of soldiers, sailors, and other military service members. Here's how it begins.
A penny, love and respect. A nickel, boot camp together. A dime, you served together. A quarter, you were there when they gave their life for their country.
That's Don Goodman voicing the intro. Goodman, Tracy Smith, and Steve Dean wrote Change. Dean sings.
In memory, they're left behind. Quarters, nickels, pennies, and dimes. The flowers for love, the flags for glory. The coins are there to tell a story.
Leaving coins or other objects for the dead is a custom as ancient as Greek mythology, but this specific variation is apparently very modern. Tracy Smith first noticed it after his son's funeral. Randall Smith had served in the Navy, mortally wounded during a 2015 domestic terrorist attack.
Actually, it would have been the day after Randall's funeral we stopped, and there was already chains on the headstone, and we had to Google it to see what it meant because we had no idea. And I just think it's an awesome tradition.
It's unclear who assigned these meanings to the coins or when the tradition started. Some websites say it began during the Vietnam War. Others contend it's more recent. Email forwards and Facebook posts are helping circulate the idea today. And now, the song Change.
When you laid it there, did you shed a tear? When you served together, did you buy him a beer?
The nonprofit organization Operation Song brought Smith, Dean, and Goodman together. Dean and Goodman are Nashville professionals who've written thousands of songs. Smith, in contrast, says his main musical experience was changing the station while listening to the radio. Operation Song hosts weekly workshops where songwriters sit at a table with people like Smith. People who have a story to tell, specifically the stories of veterans, active duty military, or Gold Star family members.
There's times it gets emotional because we're reliving things that are born out of the worst times in our life.
Smith got involved wanting to write a song about his son Randall. U.S. Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith had been stationed at a Navy Operational Support Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Randall was one of five service members murdered by a homegrown terrorist who attacked the center on July 16, 2015. According to news reports, Randall risked his life to warn others before he was mortally wounded.
Somebody asked me back on July 16th, they said, how does it feel to be the father of an American hero? And to me, the hero part isn't because anybody died. It might make you brave or courageous, but how you live your life and the example you set, not only for his children, but for others, that's what makes them heroes.
That's the theme of the first song Smith wrote.
No, it's not just a uniform. It's how you lived your life. Being there for your babies and your loving wife. You're a father and a hero. Just doing what you do. The best friend that I ever knew.
We had been out one Saturday and we went home and Randall and I cooked lunch for everybody and we're done with lunch and he starts cleaning up the kitchen and mopping the floors and I'm just like, what are you doing? He says, Angie does it for me, so the least I could do is do it for her. And, I kind of thought it was funny, but also incredible at the same time.
Oh, my son. We all miss you.
Smith is a regular face on Wednesdays at Operation Song's Chattanooga writing sessions with Don Goodman and Steve Dean. Smith says it's kind of addicting. He sits there with veterans from World War II, Iraq, and other conflicts, and the therapeutic part is more than simply writing about their experiences. It's the camaraderie, friendships that continue after the lyrics are typed and the guitars are put back in their cases.
I was having a bad day, and Don, you know, we talked till after midnight on a Friday night just because he wanted to make sure that I was okay. You don't get that a lot of other places. It's a testimony not only to them as individuals, but what Operation Song stands for.
Smith says someday he might write another song. Right now, he has two. Change is the new one. You'll find it at our website, WUTC.org. And for WUTC, this is Michael Edward Miller.